took no water.
That's yeah, I was complaining. I got water. What's wrong? Niggas was complaining about it being too cold. Now it's too hot.
Pick a struggle. Pick a struggle.
I don't want to pick one.
I'd rather be cool.
I'd rather be hot. I hate being
cold. I'm gonna always complain. Yeah. I'm always be like, it's too cold. Can we do summertime coming? I'm like, it's too hot.
I'm gonna go inside in the daytime and then come out in the nighttime. Cause that's.
Are you? What are both of you? Hot sleepers, cold sleepers. What's your thing?
I need a blanket all year long.
I need a cover.
Yes.
But it can't be too hot or too cold. Like, it got to be just a comfortable temperature, but I got to be under something.
What's the comfortable temperature?
Like 76?
72.
Nigga, that's 72. Hot.
76. My cat don't have no hair. It got to be warm in my apartment.
Are you a summer baby?
No, December 21st. That's the first day of winter.
Are you a Capricorn?
Sagittarius.
I'm sorry to hear that. My
fire sign.
My mama said, but she on the brink too. Scorpio, Sagittarius. So she like... whatever she is.
Scorpio, okay. When's your mother's birthday?
November 22nd.
Okay.
Yeah, she like right there.
Mm-hmm.
She's right there. I don't know.
I fuck with Scorpios.
Sometimes I do. Madge, what is the better... okay, it was 88 degrees this week, right? Mm-hmm. What is the better season to have sex?
The better season to have sex? Maybe winter, because I feel like you can do more stuff. Sex is just a hot activity in general. Mm-hmm. So if it's wintertime, you can have sex like outside in the snow if you want to or some shit. Like
not in the snow.
But you can't do that in the summertime because, first of all, it's too damn hot to be having sex outside in the summertime, period.
I believe that I always tell them I'm a summertime fucker. I don't have sex in the wintertime. I miss Why? My mark. It's not on purpose. It's just I don't ever find a man in the wintertime. Like, I am like, I guess I'm outside in the summertime.
Okay.
I have a lot of sex in the summertime. And it's good for exercise, and I always lose weight.
Okay. I'll be outside fucking. But having sex in the wintertime is fun because you ain't even got to go nowhere. That's a good time to be fucking somebody who broke because you ain't going nowhere anyway. Like, you just be inside.
You know, broke niggas got good dick.
The best dick in the world. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Best dick in the world.
Yes.
My favorite. I hate it.
Listen, I think I posted something earlier where I was saying, like, mistakes come along with good dick. Like, so for some reason, it's like most niggas got that shit together. They got like corny dick. That's what I mean to say. But a broke nigga, he be at home pumping, working, practicing.
Bro, good dick is a trap regardless. Mm. That shit had you stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Stuck.
And when you're in it, I'm enjoying it. When I leave it, I be mad. I be like, I should have been left that shit on.
I don't be mad because I'm like, I had a good time.
Really?
I don't be mad. I had a good time. It was, you know, we had a time. It didn't last. It was what it was, and now it's over. But, like, I had fun while it was there. But don't get pregnant. Don't stay too long.
Don't get pregnant, my bro.
Don't get pregnant. Don't stay too long.
Welcome to Eat Your Heart Out. I am your host, Eesh. It is another episode of Eat Your Heart Out, episode 92. We are coming up
That's
on
a
100
big number.
Episodes.
92.
Yes. Kind of 100 episodes. I'm so excited. And today I have a very special guest, Solis. You guys was asking for someone who knew more about sex than me, which is everybody because I don't get a lot of dick. So we got Maj here today.
I don't get that much dick to everybody's surprise. I don't get enough dick. No.
This podcast is over, so I'm joking.
Sorry to disappoint.
No, okay, but the dick you get, I'm sure you're professional. Wait. Say hi to my Solis.
Hello, Solis. I'm Maj, or Majesty, or Mistress Majesty to the good boys and girls.
Mm. You're so nasty for saying that. I was hurt throwing like, So let us know what you got going on, where they can find you at.
Okay, so I am also known as The Fun Sexual on Instagram and Twitter, or Majesty everywhere else. If you find me on Instagram, you're going to find me everywhere else.
That's so dope. I follow all your stuff and I'm like currently trying to learn because I think I'm a very good sexual person. I'm very submissive when I'm having sex with somebody. I'll do whatever. But I haven't had a bunch of experiences where it's like different type of experiences.
So what are you trying to learn?
Everything. I've never had a threesome before. I think I've never done anal before. I tried it, but it was never like really there. Mm-hmm. I just want to like really know how to like, I think I know how to please a man, but I want to do things outside the box now. So, like, where do I start? How do I start? How do you find somebody you can trust to do those things with? I have so many questions.
Where do you start? I hate to sound so cliche, but you always start with yourself. What do you like? What do you want to do? Because you never want to compromise what you are, what you want, or what you're willing to do for somebody else.
Okay.
And so, that you know, that's the first place to start.
Okay.
And then it goes to what does that person want to experience? Sometimes it might be some shit that you be like, I ain't never heard of that. I don't know how to do that. Some research, ask some questions. Or it might be like, I am not doing that. I'm not doing that.
I'm not with it.
And you can stand on that. And that's okay. Because it's not just their pleasure. It's your pleasure as well.
Okay. I mean, I feel like my first step I have to take is finding someone I trust.
Absolutely.
you know, to do these things with, because I don't feel like I've met someone that I really want to be submissive with. Like, most times when I'm submissive with a man, it's me just doing it. They don't make me want to do it. So,
do you know what you like? Like, if somebody had to tell you, like, actually right now, Ish, how do I make you come? Do you know how to, like, walk them through step by step how to do it?
Yeah, for sure, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, I know, because I make myself come too much. And I think I've been, like, too horny lately. Like, I'd be, like, masturbating all the time.
It's National Masturbation Month. May is it National really? Masturbation Month, yeah.
I'm about to go. Lick your beard. Get it on.
Every day. This is the time to do it.
No, it's not May. It's May, you asshole. End of it. It ain't even start yet.
May is National Masturbation Month.
It's about to start when this come out. Yeah.
Yes.
Hey.
Today, get your fucking freak on.
Get it on. You gotta learn how to. You have to learn how to please yourself. Like, you have to learn how to touch yourself. You have to learn how to, like, turn yourself on, okay, even when it's not like a sexual thing. How do you turn yourself on? What makes you feel good? You can't tell nobody how to make you feel good or be mad that somebody else don't know if you don't even know yourself.
That's very true.
And a lot of people don't know. You ask them, like, what you want me to do? They be like, whatever you want to do.
Don't you hate that? Give me an answer.
I need an answer. How you want your dick sucked? However you want to do it. No, tell me how you want your dick sucked. Like, I want to know. I want to customize this blowjob for you. Tell me what you want.
And you know what? I feel like a lot of men, when they don't know how they want their dick sucked, they don't get a lot of dick sucks. Because, like, men who know how to get how they want things, they're going to tell you, all right, get on the floor. Lay down, put you up, edge of the bed, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So, is it multiple ways, Raj, to, like, is it multiple ways to, like, masturbate? Because I know, absolutely, like, people do, like, the pillow on top of the pillow, DJing, toys. I never used a toy before, mm-hmm, ever.
Get her a sponsorship for the toy company.
Oh my god!
She literally she has a rose. She hasn't used it yet.
Why haven't you used it? What are you waiting for? Are you? Is it intimidating?
I feel like shut up. I feel like I don't need it. I feel like I literally turn myself on. I don't have. It don't take much.
It's not about needing it. It's about, like, are you going to listen to one album for the rest of your life? It's about having variety,
okay,
and trying something different, and being just being able to incorporate something different. Because I know for me, I'll get bored if I'm having the same type of sex all the time. I'm gonna get bored,
okay.
So I gotta switch it up. I gotta try something different. I'm also just like an experimentalist, so I'm just gonna try shit anyway.
Okay, what should I start with?
As far as toys,
yeah.
Are you a penetration or a stimulation girly?
Stimulation.
So something like the rose. The rose isn't the best suction toy. I have one, but I'm not.
I feel like people say it burns your pussy off, though.
I've never used a rose.
Don't tell me you do something you ain't doing.
But no, I've never used a rose. I hear it's a suction toy. I have a lot of suction toys. The Satisfyer Pro 2, not the Pro 2 Plus, but the Pro 2 is the best. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. It's the best clit suction toy in the fucking world. I love that thing. I'm on my third one. I've lost one. One that died on me. Like, I'm going to keep buying that toy.
Pro 2?
Satisfyer Pro 2.
Okay. All right.
It's the goat. It is the go-to. Okay. But the rose is a similar toy. It's an air, like a air pulse suction toy. Okay. So if you are a stimulation girly, something like that is probably good. Either that or something vibration on your clit.
Okay.
But either way, regardless, if you're using a vibrator or something that suction, use lube, because that's why people are getting their clits burned off, because it's creating friction. Friction creates heat, and that's why they're burning the skin off their coochie.
So I never used lube before for nothing. Right. I'm just saying.
Oh my gosh.
Never use lube.
What am I doing? I'm ready to go.
It doesn't, but it's not even about lube, just gonna make it better every time.
Like putting lube on my pussy, like
on your pussy, on your clit if you're using a toy.
Take
you
notes, know, Slur.
If you're using a toy, even if you're just having sex, sex creates friction, especially I feel like you get more friction when you're using condoms too. So you're getting all of that friction. Like if you want, like lube has never made sex worse. Never.
Never.
Can y'all, has lube ever made sex worse for y'all?
No, it makes it great all the time.
It's always going to make sex better. Right. And I'm tired of people trying to spit on my pussy. I don't want you spitting.
I don't want the spit starter. I don't want that. I don't want that.
It's okay if you do a little lick or something like that, but when you like just spit globs of spit, my ex used to do that. I used to be like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
What are we talking? Wait.
Please stop spitting on my pussy.
Because I like that. That's my bag a little bit, right? Isn't it? Like, from the back, it's not. Isn't that what you like?
I don't want nobody just continuously spitting on my pussy. First of all, if you're continuously spitting on my pussy, I'm you're probably not turn on enough. Mm-hmm. And if we're going to keep doing this, just give me some lube. Mm-hmm. Just give me some lube.
Mm.
But the spit, I just don't want spit. Just, I don't know.
Well, Maj, let's back up for a second and talk about that part. How do you tell a man that shouldn't men know when they're not turning you on? Because I feel like I'm uncomfortable telling the man, you're not turning me on. So I normally, let's say he want to have sex, and he's trying to put it in, and I'm not there. And I'm always wet if I like somebody, of course, right? But then if I have to stop you and move your hand, I am though, right? Okay. If I have to stop you and move your hand, and I got to do it for you, kind of like, wait, let me get it together for you. Like, shouldn't men, like,
No. I never want to say that a man, I used to say that a man should know, but they don't know. It wasn't literally last week. I was having sex last week. And the guy that I was having sex with was like, as a man, 9 times out of 10, he was like, I don't 100% know when a woman came. He was like, that's why I like when women squirt. Cause when they squirt, I know that they, something happened. Squirting don't mean you had an orgasm. You could just be peeing.
I've never squirted before.
Okay.
I'm gonna drive my eyes crazy today.
Okay. We gotta get you a toy. We gotta get you some lube. We gonna get you squirt. Okay. Making a list.
Please check it twice. Go ahead. Hello.
He said he's like, as a man, you never definitively know if a woman came. But like, we were having sex last week. He was like, I have no doubt in my mind that what you just did, like, you came. Like,
right.
I felt the muscles in your pussy contracting. I felt the gush. Like, I know for a fact that you came. So, and this is a 40-year-old man who's a whore. So like, he is fucking.
I love this.
So like,
he a fucker.
And he's saying up until now, he is a fucker, and I just gotta keep that fucker around because
my god! Oh,
let me tell you what this is. Sorry to jump around. I have ADHD,
Yes, I'm here for it. Just gotta eat your heart out, pie. We know what we want.
I get all over the place. I have had a lot of sexual experiences. I've had a lot of sex in a lot of different ways, different people, different places, all the things. It is very rare that I have an experience that I'm like, I've never heard of this. I've never seen this. I've never experienced this before.
Okay.
Last week, yes, this young man, ooh, let me set the scene. We're laying in my bed. He was coming over, whatever. My thing for people, when they come over my house, I'm going to make you some tea. That's my thing. I'm like, you want some tea?
Oh, you're going to calm down. Okay.
It's just a warm thing. Niggas love tea. It forces them to just like sit down and calm down, especially if they're like nervous about coming over.
Yeah.
Some people feel like they have to please me. You're the fun sexual. I have to. So it makes them anxious. So tea is just like, it's going to calm them down. If they're into, you know, shrooms, I'll put some shrooms in. I'm going to ask them because I'm not drugging nobody.
I'm like, wait a minute, yo. She gave these niggas to come over and say the fuck.
I'm not going to drug nobody. That's not my thing at all.
She cleared it up, y'all.
You know what I'm saying? But if they're into shrooms, I'm going to put some shrooms in there. If they're into weed, I might use some, like, weed, a THC tincture or whatever the hell. Okay. You know, if they just want some tea, you just have some tea. Make them some tea. We're going to talk and chill. We're going to go in my room. The mood lighting is set. Like, I'm going to set the whole mood. I'm a fucking vibe.
I want to come over.
Come on, that mattress is comfortable. Listen. I got a king size bed so a couple people could fit in here. Like, I'm going to set the vibe. The sheets is nice and they smell all good and shit.
Yes.
Anyway, so he comes over. He's drinking his tea. We go in the room. And this time we decided that we wanted to put some porn on. We've never like had sex while watching porn.
Mm.
So I have a projector in my room. So I'm trying to set my phone up so I can hook up my Twitter porn to the goddamn projector.
For different. I love porn.
That 2 minutes and 40 seconds we doing it.
I love it.
I'm trying to set up the fucking projector to my phone. I'm trying to get the AirDrop, whatever the hell it is, connected. And he's just laying in the bed looking at me. I'm like, you can start eating some pussy like while I'm doing this.
Yes.
We ain't got to. He's like, oh, you ain't got to tell me nothing. So I'm trying to set this shit up, and he goes between my legs, and I'm still actually focused on trying to set this up, and I'm like, why is he not eating my pussy yet? Like, I feel no tongue, no licky-licky, what's going on? And then I look down, and I realize he's, like, inhaling my pussy. Not, like, sniffing, but, like... like, inhaling my pussy. And he's into yoga, and we was just and we was just talking about... Right before that, we were talking about breath work and how he utilizes breath work in yoga. So he was like just in for like 10 minutes. He was just like inhaling my pussy. And at first I was like, what's going on? And then I got like aroused and excited by the thought of like, he's trying, like he adores my pussy so much that he just wants to take me in all the ways that he can. Yes. His mouth and his nose, on his face, on his dick, on his chest. Like he wants to take in all of my pussy. And then I was like, this shit kind of hot.
Yes.
This shit is hot.
Yes.
And that set us up to have the best sex that him and I have ever fucking had. That shit was like,
I love this.
Magic.
I love this.
Whew.
I feel like I only had that experience one time, and it was like this guy was like, look at my ear, and I hate my ear. I'm like, would you stop? But the way he was doing it was like he was putting his dick in my ear was weird, but I really enjoyed it.
He was putting his dick in your ear. I thought you said he was licking your ear. I'm like, okay.
He was and it was like, yeah, it was nasty. It was good though.
I like
it.
It
was good, but it was like one of those things. She was like, this is so weird, but
I'm also aroused by that. When somebody is so comfortable that they're willing, they want to do something with me that they like might have been thinking about doing, or you just end up in doing some shit. You be like, I ain't never done that before. I never thought about it, but I really want to do this. I also like, I enjoy that. Like, I want to be a safe space for people to explore however they want to explore. Like, and I'm going to have fun because I'm an experimentalist. Like, it's
And that's what I'm thinking. Like, I don't mind doing anything with a man, but I feel like I don't find confident sexual men. Like, they might be cool pulling dick out and fucking.
You want me to tell you where to find them?
Yes, I do.
They probably queer. I'm being 100% honest with you. The men who are like very confident in their sexuality, even if they're not into other men,
right?
Men who are confident and understand what masculinity really is, mm-hmm. tend to be the ones that are going to be the most sexually open to try different things.
Really,
that's my experience. Niggas who are very like, I'm straight, I ain't gay, I ain't with that gay shit. Those are the ones that I'd be like, I'm not about to enjoy this. This shit is about to be trash.
You bored, right? Yeah.
You pull out a toy, they be like, what you doing that for? What you using that for? Because I'm like, this ass. On my pussy. Like, that's why I'm using this, because it feels good. Like, so I had this conversation with somebody recently, but the men that I've had the best sex with. Mm-hmm. Not the best, because it's amazing. But a lot of the men that I've had really good sex with were men who were just genuinely comfortable in their sexuality. Even if they were straight, like, people might have been like, they think he's gay because he might wear nail polish or, like, you know, shit like that.
See, I think I'm in the wrong places. I was telling her, like, I'm not, like, right now, I enjoy being single, right?
Yes.
And when I was talking about how I, like, have sex with people and I don't really like them. I like them enough to have sex. No. I'm sexually attracted to them, but I don't like them for, like, relationships.
That's right.
But most men don't get that. So if you fucking them, like, really good, they're like, oh, she must really like me. It's like, no, you really are just, I like you sexually, but, like, you don't have nothing to talk about. So that's with real. Those type of situations, I'm trying to find, I don't want a relationship, but I want to find one person who I can have, like, crazy sexual experiences with, and I don't know where to find them, so you're gonna help me.
I mean, I have events, and the people that come are really dope. They, okay. You know, to go to any type of, like, kink event or sex party, you have to be some level of open or at least curious in your sexuality or wanting to explore. So, you know, that's a good place to find somebody.
Yeah, I've never been to one, so I'm gonna be a punk. If I come.
I think people think when they go to, like, a sex party or an event, it's gonna be like a free for all. Niggas gonna be hanging from their eyelids, swinging from the ceiling.
Isn't
and like shit.
A Brazilian bang orgy? Isn't that one of those?
What's a Brazilian? What's a Brazilian?
The
bang?
Brazilian. You ever saw a Brazilian orgy? You type it in on Pornhub.
What is that?
X videos, and it'd be everybody at a party dancing at first, and then they start fucking each other. It'd be like, no,
I've never looked type at Brazilian it in. Orgy.
Oh my god, like a Brazilian, like it's like called a carnival or something, and they all be at a party, and they like. The girls got clothes on. They be dancing, and they say everybody be fucking each other.
Man. I used to be deep on Pornhub.
I do.
I mean, I've never heard of this.
I could never get to it.
You talking about with the old ladies be sucking on a
no old ladies? It be bad bitches at a party. They be dressed like with like the carnival type outfits on, the little skirts and the bras.
Okay.
And they be first they be dancing on niggas, and then they start getting naked.
That's
and
one
start,
of your go-tos.
That is one of my go-tos to see everybody fucking at once. I'm like.
Orgies are a good time.
I would want to be involved in the orgy, but I just don't ever see myself finding a safe space to do it. Like, I don't mind.
Come to a fun sexual event.
Yeah, see, it really is.
Because there are a lot of different spaces that you can go. When you go into, like, the sex and kink and orgy and swinger spaces, there are a lot of different types of organizers. There's a lot of different types of parties and stuff like that. Some of them you walk and you're like, yo, my shoes are sticking to the floor. It's a
Jamaican party.
I do not want to sit on that bed. Like, some of them make you feel like that.
Really?
But then some of them, my events and parties and the places that I like to go are sexy. It smell good. The people look good. Everybody moisturized. Ain't nobody pushing on you up on you in like a creepy, uncomfortable
not
way.
Aggressive.
It's really like I always tell people it's like a social event.
Right.
It's like a party, a mixer, a game night. It's a social event where sex is an option. And if you decide to have sex, everything you need, the bed is there, the music is set, it smells good. There's condoms, lubes, puppy pads, wipes, and everything else that you need to have a good sexy time you can have. Or it can just be a social event.
So, Maj, you're saying there's certain type of parties you shouldn't involve yourself with. Like,
I'm saying everybody has their type
of
thing. And there are things that I just know that I cannot be involved with.
Okay.
My environment has to be sexy or I don't feel sexy.
Okay.
If it stink or if I'm in a space that's uncomfortable, that's untidy, I don't feel comfortable being sexy in a space that's not sexy.
Right. I agree.
So I just need the space to match the energy I'm trying to have. Now, there are some people that are into that raunchy hotel, stains on the bed, slut me out in a $40 motel type shit.
Get dirty.
That's just
people.
Get dirty.
There are people.
What life do what I live? I don't know what's going on in the background.
Oh, y'all from Philly, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all might not know this, that these even exist in Philly. And correct me if y'all do know. Mm-hmm. Y'all know about the booths?
What's a booth? No. What's up, Lur?
I thought that's where you
be in there? In the booths? You went to the booths?
No.
You was on Fat Life?
Yeah, I'm seeing him on Fat Life. Yeah.
I thought that's what you do with drugs when you're trying to hide them from the cops.
What are you doing on there?
A booth.
Okay.
I thought that's what you do.
Okay. Tell us something about it.
They're,
oh, my God.
They are stores that front as like bookstores and sex toy stores that if you pay a fee, you get to go in the back. And then they have like these booths where you can like watch porn in the booths, and then some of the booths will have a hole cut out, so it's a glory hole. And then there'll be like rooms that they'll call theaters where it's like a TV playing some type of porn and a bunch of seats around it, or like theater style seats, and people are like fucking in there, and it's like dark.
It'd be white though.
It'd be a lot of white people in there. But when you find certain events, like there's one, I don't want to say their names because I don't want to blow their shit up, but like there's one in Jersey, and they'll have certain days specifically where it'll just be like mad niggas, or it'll be like lunchtime.
Glory holes
are real.
I don't like stuck on that for. I can give it.
There's one that's not very far from here at all. I just went there for the first time, like. Like the booths are real.
Sally, y'all better follow mine because she'll get my sex life popping.
I want to go to they're all over the place. The booths and the theaters are all over the place. Like I want to take a tour and just go to like mad different ones and just see all.
I'm gonna go do it. I'm gonna have a Patreon call each doing the glory hole.
Yes.
producer's like yes, go suck dick. Yes, go do it.
No. Sucking dick in a glory hole for the it's just, it's not my thing.
Crazy.
It's not my thing.
I thought they didn't really exist. So I thought it was like a porn situation. No. I didn't think that people was really out here with these
people in the
booth. Philly, I thought it was a New York thing. Like if anywhere you can go and do shit like that, but like
you gotta get on them sites.
They in Philly. I know two of them in Jersey and South Jersey. Like they
really,
you know, they little hole in the wall spots. But I still, the one I went to last week that was in Philly is right next to a daycare too, and I was like, that's crazy. Yes.
That be kid all go next door.
Yes.
So much. Are you having an event soon? I know it's not out for the public. You like kind of know.
So but. I do. I host a monthly event in Philly in Fishtown at a dungeon in Fishtown. It's called Kinky Kickback.
Okay.
It's a pickup play style event. So that means like if there's something that you see somebody doing and you want to do it, you can negotiate your scene there. So say you see somebody with some floggers or something like that, and you're like, I've never been flogged, or I like to. You can let them finish their scene and you can talk to them. Say, hey, I would like to be flogged. You know, I would like to bottom for you. And then y'all can negotiate your scene and you can get into that. So there's that, you know, there's like pet play that goes on. There's, you know, swingers come, the kinksters come, like everybody kind of comes. It's a melting pot for everybody.
Okay. Can you invite me?
Absolutely.
I want to come.
Absolutely.
I want to come. Like, I want to come. See you.
Lurp came one time.
Like, he said, I'll be back.
It's a vibe.
It's a good joint.
How was it, Lur?
Every play party I've been to of yours, I've met beautiful women.
Really?
Afterwards, yeah. So it's a good time.
The very people that safe. Come to my events be fine.
I always heard like good things about you. Like, yeah,
I do that. Yeah, I definitely do that. It'd be a really good vibe. But
yeah, I'm coming. I'm gonna
It's gonna be May 31st.
Okay.
That's all right.
What's happening that weekend? Oh, that's the weekend Miami weekend. But I'll be late to the show.
It's every month.
Fuck that show. I'm going to a play party.
every month.
Do they have anything where, like, if you want to role play as, like
Harry Potter,
the person that's doing the nails? Like if I'm doing my,
what's up with this?
Is that crazy? I want to role play as that.
You'll be a nail tech.
Being a nail tech.
Wait. Okay. Wait. Shout out to my nail techs, Lee and his sister. These are my homies. They like so crazy. They watch the podcast too, but they be talking about some shit. But anyway, go ahead.
I think that would be kind of, I don't know. That would be my thing. If you wanted to role play,
if you wanted to role play, we could set that up. The dungeon that I use has a room that's like a medical play suite. So they have like the gynecologist with the stirrups and the
hard.
Medical bed, the dentist. Like
that's hard.
Wait, so you want to be doing like a pedicure or which one?
Yeah, but then I wanted like
suck some toes.
Pussy.
I want to suck. Suck my shorty toes.
Yeah, we like that.
That's you and her. It's doable.
Yeah. She would like that too. It's doable. I know.
I think she would like that.
You be role playing?
She would like that. I want to start.
Okay.
That is fine.
And you want to start as a nail tech?
Come on.
Okay.
We like that.
It's only one way.
We like that for you, Lionel.
It's only one way. A teacher and a student.
Like
it's only one way.
The fun thing about role play is sometimes like you end up out of character or you say something that just don't go with it and y'all get to just like laugh.
Yeah.
And then get back into it. Like that's the fun part about sex.
Why is it so hard to find like people that's like, not at these parties, but like just on a regular basis? Do people are embarrassed of sexuality, or
because I don't think people know how to approach you. Like, okay. I think you know, even if you go to a bar or something like that, you're looking good at a bar and a couple wants to approach you and a girl comes up to you like, me and my husband been looking at you. They don't know if you're going to be into it.
Right.
But when you
right.
go to like an event that's like a sexually open event, you know that everybody here for something.
Yeah, yeah,
if they're
yeah.
not into what you into, they into something because they're here or they're at least curious. So it's just, it's right. a little bit more comfortable because I already know that you might be into what I'm into.
Right.
You on the street, you don't know it.
Yeah.
You don't know.
I don't want to end this podcast alert. I want to do this own thing. I got so many questions. I want this to end. I know. Yeah. I'm just saying, this is the craziest shit ever. All right. Anyway.
You said you've never had a threesome.
Never, ever.
Would you have a threesome?
100%, yes.
How was that set up? Who's in it? What y'all doing to each other? Who are you willing to do what to?
So I've never, ever been with a girl before.
Okay.
Right? So, but I'm not afraid to have like a sexual experience with a woman. I just never found someone... I don't see girls who I'm just like attracted to on a regular basis. It's not okay. like, I'm like, oh, I'm like a girl's girl. I'm like, oh, she's okay. so pretty. I think you're so pretty. Mm-hmm. Like those type things. But I don't.
Thank you.
Raj, get out of here. Like, no. Patreon move. No. but you see what I'm saying? I've never like been around a girl. I was like, oh, I want to have sex with her. Cause I wouldn't even know like how to go about that. Right. I would hope in my mind for a threesome, it would be a man who I like enough to like have a threesome with. And in my mind, I feel like, it has to be in the first 2 weeks of us. Like, we have sex. We whatever we knew, let's do it then. Because I feel like once I start liking you, I don't want to share you.
Okay.
That's so fair. I don't want to have a threesome with a boyfriend or mm-hmm. a husband or whatever. I want to have a threesome with someone who I just like and we have sex.
So you're in the couple. You're not the third. You're not the unicorn.
I don't think I would mind being a unicorn because it's kind of like I can go home after we know I get done. So I wouldn't mind doing that either. You know, like, yeah, I just want to find someone who... make me feel good and want to be there and, you know, feel needed and everything else. I always watch all these things where they say, like, if he comes with the unicorn, then he's doing something wrong. Like, it's so many things I've seen.
A lot of the stuff that you see on social media and shit, it is from somebody who has had many threesomes, who have been in the lifestyle for many years.
Right.
They don't be knowing what they're talking about. They be talking about a whole bunch of bullshit. They be adding a whole bunch of, like, jealousy and weird energy into a threesome.
Yes.
If you are coming to a threesome with weird-ass energy, my man can't kiss you, and, you know, you can have rules, but there's certain rules that, like, people set that are meant to make that third person feel like an outcast.
Yeah.
How you gonna try to ask this person to have sex and to want to satisfy and please you when you're making them feel uncomfortable and making them feel like an outcast? Like, yes. I don't want to give you no coochie and I don't want to fuck your bitch. Actually, I want to leave.
Yes, and I feel like, no, I agree. I also feel like I can't have sex without kissing. I don't think I had sex with a person and we just didn't kiss. Like, no. Like, yeah, I had to start from there. Like, I don't... So, like you said, those rules is kind of like, how do you even, you know...
If you're coming into the threesome with jealousy... Don't do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just don't do it. It's not for you. And that's okay. It literally, everything is not for everybody. And so that is okay. But if that's how you're going to act in it, like,
why are you even here?
Just don't do that.
I met this guy. We was like friends. He was a friend of a friend. We became friends too. He was like so fucking handsome, right? Ooh. He was like, let's have a threesome with my girlfriend. I was like, you know, I was damn, all right, cool, whatever. But then he was like, let's go to dinner, all three of us. Mm-hmm. And then she got super weird. She was like, wait, why don't I go to dinner with her? He like, we can't just go and just fuck her. Like, she's not a hooker. No, she's not a prostitute. Whatever, right? Like, which is totally fine. But he was like, that's not what we're doing. We're not paying her to do it. Like, we better have some fun with her. She was like, no. And I thought that was kind of crazy. Like, not saying she should want to go to dinner with me and have a seat and sit down. But fine. Right? Because niggas
you,
cheap.
But I think you
should. But it should have been some kind of like meet at the bar, get some drinks, whatever. She wanted just to be like, no. Either tell her to come to the hotel, we fucking her, or no.
Yeah. And those that's not the type of energy to have. Because when I, especially when I am a unicorn, we going out to eat. All of us going out to eat.
Okay.
All of us going out to eat. We going to fill out the vibes. Where? You know what I'm saying? I need to see how y'all interact
where
together.
Where you eating
it? Yeah.
Huh?
Where you eating it?
We going to LMNO. I like that place.
LMNO is nice.
You go into a museum. You know, we're gonna do something.
I like
I need
that.
To see how
I
y'all
go for a
are
hike
together.
Yeah,
we're doing something.
Yes,
you know, I'm not just coming to your place. First of all, especially if I don't really know y'all like that, I'm not just coming to your house. That's crazy. Y'all could kill me.
Period.
I'm a girl.
Seriously.
Okay. Like, seriously. I'm not trying to get kidnapped to kill. My mama love me.
Yeah.
And so, like, go out and then as a unicorn again, you want to fill out the vibes of the couple because if they got weird energy against each other, sometimes couples will try to bring a third in, like, it's supposed to patch what's missing in their relationship. Oh. I ain't no patch. I'm an experience. Like, yes. I don't want to be just, you know, the patch, the band-aid in y'all relationship. That's not fun. That's a lot of pressure for me.
Yeah.
Y'all need to be good. And then also, like, I'm attracted to couples who like each other. Like, when a couple is sexy, when you watch, like, couples porn and they're, like, really into each other, you can tell they love each other. That shit is hot. If y'all not coming with that energy, I don't want to be here. I want to go home.
Right.
I want to go
free
home.
Free her. She said, like,
get out. My Uber is outside.
No, I agree with that. So, okay, so sexual experiences. I want to do better with those going forward. I don't want to be in a relationship, but I want to have a friend who I can do all those things with. How do I approach a man and kind of say that to him?
I don't think there's anything wrong. One of my favorite play partners, somebody who I'm not in like a romantic relationship with, who mm-hmm. I like just have sex with and we have a good time. I started off that relationship literally by saying like, I would like to, as he was my friend first. And I was like, I would really like to explore what a sexual relationship with you would look like.
Oh, wow. You're so bold. Yes. I'd be so nervous. Yes, I would text him. I wouldn't say it to his face. I'd text him like, I want to know.
No, I just
yes or
him.
No.
I called him like, hey, how you doing? You back in Philly? Oh, okay. You know, I was just thinking like, I would really like to explore what a sexual relationship with you would look like. And he was like, oh, okay. I was like, I'm serious.
He was down?
Yes. Some of the best thing I ever had in my life. He was so really? Nasty.
Don't you love a nasty nigga?
No, but like, what's your definition of nasty? Because I feel like my nasty might be nasty.
I'm sure yours is like crazy. I'm sure I experienced it. I have some nasty guys that's like going to do whatever, but I don't think nasty, it was like, though? I don't see, I'm talking about like what they going to eat for like dinner, me for dinner. Like me.
I thought you meant like chitlins or something.
Yeah. He
about to eat the Boston baked beans in here.
Out. That nigga got real nasty. He done pulled them intestines out and got real nasty. Like,
how nasty we talking?
I'm about like eat everything. Like eat my pussy, eat my ass, everything. Like my toes. Like I want all that. He nasty nigga. He chitlins. But let's say we eat chitlins and nasty. But yeah, I hate guys that, and I hate guys that be like too afraid of butt shit. Like, don't touch my butt. You be like, calm down. Like, I wasn't going to go crazy.
I was just grazing it with my hand around. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I just feel like, I don't know. But yeah, I like a nasty nigga, and I don't like having quiet sex. Like, that shit bothers me.
You need moaning or you need like talking? Like, when you
need talking. I want you to talk me through it. I want all that type of shit. I do not like a silent comer. I hate when guys come and then you don't, you be like, you came? And he be like, mm-hmm.
Or then when you can see they trying to hold it in. Give me that. I worked for that.
Give it to me.
I earned that.
Tell them, Maj. Give me this shit I came here for.
I worked hard for this.
No, we have pride and ego.
Keep that. Check that shit at the door.
No,
that shit is not welcome.
We have
my
pride
prize.
And ego. We be looking like I'm not trying to come yet.
No, I didn't. Why I gotta come?
Huh?
Listen, everybody don't need 3 hours of sex.
Wait, Maj, because me and Lionel went through this before.
Yeah, we had this conversation.
How long should sex be?
One round of sex.
One round of sex.
Like you came over for the night. How much sex are you gonna give me?
Like how much? Like the first, like one. The round first of sex, round. How much time? Yeah, how much time?
The first round. If the first round is a solid 30 minutes.
The
oh,
fuck?
What the hell?
First round is a solid, a good 30 minutes because we're going to get some water. I might make you some more tea. We might get some a little more shrooms.
Just the pumping part.
Just the actual intercourse part.
Yes,
sex.
We fucking, and you come. How long should that be?
30 minutes.
Get the
I feel like 30 minutes is a good amount of time. Just
what did we say, like 18? What did we say, 15?
I said 8. You said 20. You said 21.
I ain't say 21
seconds. You said 17.
Yeah, I said like 17.
I said a good eight solid minutes of fucking nastiness, fucking all that oral.
But here's
he
my
said
thing.
17.
But like you, we gonna be fucking. You gonna eat my pussy?
30 minutes. That's what she said. 30 minutes.
Because okay. We gonna be fucking. You gonna eat some pussy? I'm gonna suck. You okay, gonna switch? Like it's not just like
30 minutes, Maj. Maj is, you know, Maj, I gotta be more like you. She a champ.
Listen,
Maj a fucking champ.
I know some bitches that would have said an hour. Okay.
Oh my god.
An hour. She'd be like, don't. I have one friend in particular. She'd be like, don't come over here if you ain't eat your Wheaties. Like, you need to be rested.
How long, Lar? What's your number? We don't know your number.
Foreplay included?
Just foreplay, yes.
Oh, foreplay. Okay.
I'm
gonna say foreplay included.
She about to say 45.
I know!
If foreplay included, we
My, I should be fucking giving you 45 minutes, but don't answer that question. Lar, how long?
Eat your Wheaties.
It really depends on the night. It got to depend on the night.
No.
It's a night type of, I don't
know. Standard night, not like drinking and all that. Like you just like.
22 minutes.
22? But I'm saying I've had so long. I've had 6 minute sex and it's been great.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If I get 8 minutes,
it's hard to set a standard because it's different. Like what kind of energy are we on? Like
right.
Are we going to be doing this all night? Like yes. You know, it really just depends on the energy. But at the end of the day, as long as you are, I'm not even going to say as long as you make me come because I'm a mature woman of a certain age now. But as long as your intention in being here is like to make me feel good, it's going to be a good time.
Okay,
we're going to have fun.
Maj, question. So we're not. So at least we're going to just end that segment by saying we're going to agree to disagree that everyone has a different number. We have Lionel at 21, Lara 22, I
was
saying 21. I said like 17. Maj at, Lionel at 17, Lara 22, Maj at 30, and me at 8. So we're going to...
Eight minutes is crazy. We almost say eight now. We all agree. He gives you eight minutes of dick and then leave.
And that's the rest of the sex for the night.
If I come, I'm totally happy with that.
Okay.
I do want a second round, but that first round, that round will be like... Yes. Okay. All right. Maj. Lur, help me out. Because I see you. See, because now I want to argue. Now I'm more like, what's going to talk about? No. Maj, I want to ask you a question. I'm bringing it back. Hold up. Solely sorry, because now I'm stuck on 8. Moving forward. It don't matter. I'll go somewhere different. All right. So, food play.
Food play, yes.
How, like, what do we, quick story. Messing with this guy, and he was like, you know, let's do some food, whatever, whatever. He takes a mango. He puts the mango on me, like, trying to, like,
play around on my pussy, yes.
And then he takes the mango, and he, like, starts fucking me with the mango.
This really happened. And then he slides the mango, and the mango slides in.
You know, mango is like wet, right? Slides in me, and he like trying to. I feel him like
trying to get it.
It's not sexy no more, right? Because before it was like sexy, and then he like then they also because
he
like,
got past a certain point, and it was like
yeah, he like, and it sucked it up, right? I said I got a big ass pussy. It sucks it up, right?
So it's a vacuum.
I know, right? He's trying now. It's not sexy no more. He's trying to pull it back out. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, I'm trying to get it out. He said, lean back, do whatever.
Was he scared before you were scared?
Yes, because okay. I felt that it went from rubbing to like, oh, hold up, like, the, yeah, oh shit. Like, yeah. So I'm like, what's going on? I'm not sure it got stuck in there. So we was there for like 20 minutes of me trying to like stand up and push this shit out. Like, what is a good like? Food to use when you come to food play. We know mangoes ain't it.
Mangoes are not it. Not even just for that reason. Mangoes, fruit has a lot of sugar.
Okay.
And sugar in your coochie is going to create yeast. Mm. And that is how you get a yeast infection using sugary things inside your pussy. So if you do something like that, you want to make sure you do a good enema, dish it out. You don't want to put something sweet. I have had grapes eaten out my pussy, but I like grapes because they're like encased. So
the grape can go in there and come back out?
So you pop them in, you got to make sure you count them in and count them out because you don't want to raise it. You don't want to raise it coming out next week.
Like, count the grapes in your pussy. Raise it
coming out.
Not count the grapes in your pussy.
One.
Five went in, two came out.
That didn't count.
You got
yes.
That's crazy.
You count them in and count them out. And if you put them, you know, you push them in. And then you can just like kind of like kegel them out and like push it back out in his mouth.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Mm. That shit's fun. I did it twice. She was lit. I did it on camera one time. Niggas won't stop talking about it.
But I love mine so much. Oh my God. She said no COVID.
She was lit.
Niggas was bored.
Everybody was fucking on camera.
Niggas was trying shit.
I love fucking on
camera. OnlyFans were crazy during COVID.
Hello. Listen. Niggas was in the house horny by themselves.
Yes. Like, yeah, because I know a lot of people who had babies during COVID, so it makes the most sense. But
some kids are weird, too.
Yeah, they said COVID babies is different. They very different. All right,
grapes,
so food. So grapes is good.
Are you going to do the grape trick next?
So I'm going to try the grapes. Count them in, count them out. Mm-hmm. So just count your grapes and count them out.
Also, maybe freeze them. The cold sensation is fun.
Oh.
Is whipped cream and strawberries really a thing? Because they always like to go that.
I've never done that because, again, that's too sweet. Whipped cream too sweet. I don't want whipped cream, like, on my pussy. I might suck it off of a dick or something like that, but I would not put that in or on my pussy.
You never put it on a pussy, though. I never put whipped cream on
the
pussy.
Where you put it? On some titties?
Nipples aside. I never really put food on pussy before. I kind of just nipple it.
How do you feel about... How do you feel about men? Like, what do you put on men's dick? Because I was the ice trick. That's normal, right?
I mean, I feel like I've probably done ice. I really can't remember. I've done the fruit roll-up. Wrap a fruit roll up around a dick?
No, you said like everybody do it. Now I'm not telling now.
Okay.
I did
the fruit roll up. That's been, I think I've done that maybe twice. That's
you
been
took
fun.
Them kids fruit roll ups out there, damn.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. They be all right. It's only one. The thing about that is that it is a lot to suck off. Like, you're going to be really good, and you're really trying to, like, work that shit off.
Yeah. At I like sucking dick, so I'm fine.
I love
that.
Sucking dick, too. It's like shit.
Fun. It's like you in control.
When you're sucking
dick, you in control.
I'm in control, and, like, I know that I'm very good at it. Like, I enjoy doing things that I'm good at. I am very good at sucking dick. Yeah. Like, I've practiced this shit. I have studied this shit. I have asked questions. Like,
really?
I'm good. I'm solid. That's my jam.
Okay. Okay, so I feel like women should never suck dick while a man is laying on the bed. This is me. I may be wrong. While a man is laying on the bed and you're on your knees laying over him. I feel like if you sucking dick, you should be on a hard floor on your knees sucking dick. Or if you're going to be standing? Or you're going to be on a bed, your head should be like hanging off the bed. Or you guys should be outside somewhere. I feel like dick should not be sucked in a normal
position. It's strict in here.
Like, I'm just saying, it shouldn't be strict. Like, you shouldn't be like, lay on the bed. Why not? I just feel like you, if a man
because it's not the most comfortable position, or like, why?
I feel like you can't get it like that. I feel like, how are you going to fuck your face if you like laying over top of him? Like,
the goal isn't always getting your face fucked too. Like,
I don't have no other goal besides that.
Okay.
What's the other goal, myself?
I mean, for the pleasure of sucking dick. Like, sometimes, like, the position of sucking when you're laying down and you're on your knees, it's not the most comfortable. So you just got to, like, lay down and, like, kind of, like, lay on his thigh a little bit and just get comfortable so you can be there for a little while. But, like,
okay.
I suck dick while somebody's laying down. I suck dick while you're standing up, hanging off the bed. I don't give a fuck. I'm just going to suck some dick.
Like, yeah, for sure. But I feel like the best way I just feel like for me, right, staying over on my knees over top of him on a soft bed, I just feel like I can't get it how I want to get it. That's what I mean. Like, but I get what you're saying, though, but it's like, I gotta do more
crazy. Like, it don't even matter.
I'm gonna get it. All right, Ma. It's just so crazy.
But if the goal is to, like, get your face fucked, or, get your throat fucked or something like that, then, there are better positions for that.
I think my goal is for it to be some engagement. I don't want as a man laying back with his hands back like this and just like, go ahead. I don't know.
They be happy. I reach up, twirl a nipple a little bit.
Oh, you for sure do that. Going
crazy.
Yeah, I do that a lot. And some guy was like, "You dance my spot." I'm thinking, like, that's every nigga spot. Shut up,
little horse.
No, that was really the spot though. That was really it.
I know you
don't
like
that shit.
They like it. Yeah,
y'all like
that
shit.
That.
Like, that's special.
It's cute. They just get into nipple play. Crazy. That's adorable.
What was your best sexual experience?
That last one was fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. That was some of the best sex I've had in a really, really long time.
Okay.
So the talking in the pussy, all of it was great.
Is that what you like? Like, do you like people talking to you or moaning, or what's your thing?
I do like to hear moaning. Okay. Just because I'm in order for me to read your body and give you that good experience, I need to know what feels good. I need to know what you like and what you don't like. And if you're not a vocal person to say, I don't like that, can you do this? Or can you squeeze more or squeeze less or more teeth or more spit or more whatever the fuck? Like,
right.
Then I need to hear you moaning so I know which way to go and how to do the things.
Right.
So I do like vocal people. But one of my best sexual experiences that just comes off the top of my head is 2020.
Mm-hmm.
2021.
That was your year.
Something like that. 2021, I was out here in these streets. I got some friends together. We went to a cabin in the Poconos. It was 10 of us. And it was the first time I did shrooms.
Okay.
And it was the cliff notes of it. I did the shrooms. I took a nap. I woke up. The girl that I was dating at the time came in the room. We had just bought this glass dildo. She started using this glass dildo on me. While that's happening, a play partner of mine was like looking in the doorway, so we invited him in. Threesome happened. I'm getting strapped and I'm sucking his dick. He's sitting on the bed. I'm on my knees. I'm sucking his dick. She's strapping me, and the shrooms just like heightens everything. Like, everything feel good, and then you just leak from you. Your mouth is watering. Your eyes are watering. Your nose is running. Your pussy's leaking. Your ears fucking feel like they're leaking. Like, every bit of moisture in your body just feels like it's just coming out. So we're just like a wet, sweaty, nasty everything, and it was like the best dick I was ever getting in my life from this fucking strap that was crazy. And then, like, I've never had an experience of like being so aroused from sucking dick that my throat feels like a pussy. Like, I felt like the way that my throat was just like sliding onto his dick was like pussy, and that shit was just everything.
Oh my god, I'm saying her stuff. I ain't no words.
It was so good.
This is the plastic dick.
Plastic, and I'm not even a big strap girly. Like, no. Straps, like, I'm not a big strap girly. I need to feel that skin.
Yeah.
But that strap was strapping.
So you, the shrooms, because I never had shrooms before either. Me and Lionel talked about that last week. Yeah, Lionel, remember Lionel called us. Anyway, so the shrooms.
You took them shrooms.
Yeah, he called
us. Took some shrooms. How was that? I liked it. Shrooms is lit. Did you have sex on shrooms?
No.
Okay. Sex on shrooms.
He just did it and did nothing after.
Okay. Weird. I ain't judging. I'm
Lionel's
not judging.
Weird. Man, it's so
next
weird.
Time I'm gonna do it.
So sex on shrooms, and you don't even need to be like 2 grams will get you like there. You don't even need to go 2 grams. Even if you just microdose, do a 0.25 grams, like, that'll get you where you need to be, and you'll just still just feel like
I've never done it before. Should I be scared on shrooms? I always feel
you should. I think you should be scared on any drugs if you're not prepared to do them.
Yeah.
But like shrooms, like any, you can microdose. Okay. You can microdose it. So you'll just kind of get the feels and be like, I just feel like I want to hug a tree right now. Really? You might just feel like you want to hug a tree. Or you might just feel like you want to be cuddled by somebody. You know what I'm saying? Or you might just feel like, yo, my coochie is wet.
Really?
I want to slide on something.
Larry, you done it before?
I don't think that's what she was asking.
Yeah, asshole.
I know, I've never done shrooms. I do smoke marijuana though. I'm scared of shrooms.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't want to feel that good just yet in my life.
I'm scared of weed, for real.
Which is crazy. That's very backwards.
I do my little 2.5 milligrams. I'm a lightweight. Yeah.
I just feel like weed is too much weed.
Yeah.
It's too much. You just types be of stuck. Weed. Rapper weed, niggas yeah. got all of this tarantula hair weed. Like, I'm not trying to smoke all of that shit.
That shit's starting to look like crack.
Yeah, it's too many. It's too scary. Much shit.
Yeah. Weed so, is scary.
Shrooms is just shrooms, like grown,
yeah,
and out the ground and shrooms. Weed is like too much now. It's a lot.
That's because people
it's
are
too
chasing,
much.
People are chasing highs that are not weed highs. These yeah. niggas are dope fiends. Yeah, this shit is scary out here.
They
putting
fentanyl
in
the weed now and everything else, too.
They putting
fentanyl
in the weed?
That's what they say.
I gotta stop smoking.
They found the weed, like, on the drug bust in Philly, and they're like, all this fentanyl in it. Like,
yeah,
damn.
True that.
But, yeah, so I don't smoke weed. I don't. I have never, you know, did.
You ever did shrooms?
Nope. Shrooms, X, anything.
I've never nothing? Done just, nothing. Just weed.
I don't really smoke weed. No,
you
no,
smoked weed before.
I smoked before. That's the only drug that you but tried. I've done like two puffs. I've never like really smoked. I, like, two puffs and I was done. Like, yeah. But I I'm a drinker.
Okay.
Speaking of, yeah.
And alcohol too. That should be making me a little nervous too. Really? I don't like being out of. I'm a control freak. I don't like being out of control. Same. So anything that takes me too far out of control, like
yeah. shrooms, don't take it. You out of control.
Not I microdose. I microdose almost all of my drugs. It's very rare that I'll do a full dose of anything.
Yeah. Okay.
Even if
yeah.
it's like Molly or some shit. Like it's very rare that I will do a full dose of anything.
I'm so scared yeah. of all those things. It's so crazy.
You just you have to have the right setting. If you're in the right space though. And you're in the right setting, like it's a fun time.
We should try shrooms together, like a microdose.
Really?
I would try it.
Where we gonna be at? We gotta be somewhere like fun.
Invite me. I'll make you guys some shrooms.
Yeah, let's go to the beach.
I'll give y'all some tea. Put the tea in some shrooms.
Oh my God.
I mean, put the shrooms. No, put the tea in some shrooms.
No, put the tea in shrooms. We want it like that.
Yeah. I'll put some shrooms in some tea. It'll be like a little 0.5, and you'll just it'll give you like the good feels and make you really happy.
Oh my God. Okay.
You're gonna be smiling and laughing at each other
for no reason.
I took this chocolate at the beach one day at the New Beach. Have y'all ever been to New Beach?
No, but I want to go.
No, the one in Gunnison Beach up Cape. Now I always want to say Cape May, but it's.
Cape Cod?
Not Cape Cod. It doesn't up, up the that's coast of Jersey.
Okay.
That's some potato chips. but I took some this I'm like hungry. Shroom chocolate, and I think it might have had like some Molly or some shit in it. I don't fucking know. And I was like laying on the beach, and I had my legs open. I had like coochie to the sun.
Oh my God!
And I just remember feeling like I was
exactly
like,
the episode again.
Oh my God! Coochie. I loved
it. And it was like such a good, like a good experience. And then it started like raining, like a misty rain, a little bit. So it was like the hot sun, and then like the
cool, Florida rain. Yeah,
it was so nice.
That's it. Where is this?
Gunnison, and it's in Jersey on the coast, okay. up on the coast of Jersey.
I gotta go there.
It's probably like 2 hours from here.
It's not like being new.
The summer days at Gunnison Beach are so much fucking fun.
Really?
They are so much fucking fun. You think it'd probably be like really weird and people are staring and shit like that. It really isn't. People keep to themselves.
You know that saying? They say like when a man cheat with somebody he really love, people like, I ain't coming back home. Fuck you and fuck them kids. I'm telling my best friends, I have a new friend called Maj. Fuck you. Yeah. I'm not coming back into that relationship. Fuck that. Because that is crazy. Fun. Yes.
You're gonna have a fun time.
Okay.
The new beach is lit. Definitely put that on your bucket list for the with the toy and the lube.
The play party.
Threesome. Yes. And the play party and the new beach.
I have a long bucket list. Maj, okay, I have a question. So you said you have plenty of experiences with men. Mm-hmm. Where do you think the best dick come from? What state?
That's hard. I've never kept track. I'm thinking about my best two eaters. One of them is from Philly.
Really?
And the other one, he...
Guys eat pussy good in Philly? I never would think that.
This nigga is nasty. It's not even about the eating pussy. The eating pussy is great. It's just he's nasty. That's
Yes, okay.
Him and then... This is hard. This is very, very... This is a really hard question. Mm-hmm. I've had good sex from Virginia. Mm-hmm. I've had good sex from New York. My best eater is from Philly, though. So
really?
I'm just have to say Philly.
Y'all going eaters or sexers?
Just whatever. When I say best eater, I just mean like
in general. Okay. All together. Okay, cool.
I always feel like Midwest men or like down South men.
So probably because they're really generous.
What about Strawberry Mansion?
I thought Strawberry Mansion was like this super cute neighborhood.
Not even close.
I went to Strawberry Mansion. I'm from the area. So
I thought it was. I was like, this sounds like a really nice place.
It do sound nice.
It sound nice. Yeah. They put it on Instagram like or TikTok. I mean, like, y'all go to Strawberry Mansion. This mansion is Strawberry Mansion. You go to a farm and got strawberries. I'm like, no. So I went on a date the other day with a guy, right? They hate me. Everybody just hate me.
Why y'all doing her like this?
Because they hate me. They want me to have a life and don't mention my life. So the problem is because Laura and Lionel is my friends, their friends want to date me. And they tell them, like, don't date her.
No, I don't. We never said that.
They always say that.
I encouraged the last one.
They be like, that's on you. That's
there. Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's what I say, right?
You breaking hearts or something?
Yes, you do.
Don't break their hearts. I just
she be breaking hearts.
Yeah, she do.
Fuck damn. Y'all.
Mm-hmm. Listen, you gotta. Let me tell you something. Bully these niggas.
That's all I do.
Bully them. If we was bullying them in their 20s, they would have had their shit right by their 30s.
Exactly.
But we fucked up and we was being all nice.
Babying these niggas. That's what we was doing. Nice. But bully I feel niggas. Like when if I don't get you first, you're gonna get me. So somebody gonna break somebody's heart. But I am very honest. I tell them from the beginning. Men don't hear me, right? They meet me. They be like, oh, whatever was going on. I'm like, listen, I'm here for a good time, not a long time. I don't want a relationship. I think women say that to men and they don't really mean it. So when I say it to men, they think that I'm joking, but I'm dead serious right now in my me girl era. Fuck a soft girl. Fuck a whatever. I want to be happy. And when I'm bored, I'm leaving. One date this guy the other day, and he literally, the first date, asked to eat my butt.
That was a no?
It's not even that. I felt like it wasn't a no. It wasn't that.
That was the line?
It wasn't that. It wasn't that. It was just that when the question is presented, it's like, is this your question to every first date?
Yes.
Fuck the bitches.
I know, Maj, but it's still kind of like.
Maybe you was looking real eatable. He wanted to eat that butt.
That's what I'm saying.
So. My first date mood now is, right? I go with no lashes on, no makeup on.
Crazy.
I go with just looking regular because I've dated so many niggas who come to dates with t-shirts on and ball shirts on. Are
you matching the energy?
Yeah, so now I'm matching niggas' energy. Like, you don't like you prepare for this? I'm going to come unprepared. But I know I'm cute without lashes and makeup.
It's not even about being cute. It's about setting the pace.
Yes.
You got to set the pace. So if a nigga wants to come with basketball shorts, take him somewhere he's going to feel real uncomfortable in basketball shorts. Because now we're going to a Michelin star restaurant.
I'm never uncomfortable.
We're going to a spot
shirts.
And we're getting a tasting menu and it's $200 and you in basketball shorts. And everybody else in this motherfucker is classy as fuck and you looking stupid.
But you know what? And I'm probably exaggerating about the basketball shorts. But you get what I'm saying? Like, niggas don't really get dressed up too much. Like,
you got to take them, but you got to set the pace.
Yeah.
You
got to set the pace. But you know what? That's the thing. It's like I'll let them pick where they want to go and all that, and I'll come on the first date, but most times I won't make it past the first date because if like you gotta impress me because I'm me and God made me, so I was somebody special, right? I just feel like you gotta come correct. So now when guys come outside, if you come out, I'm gonna look like shit or not like shit. I'm gonna look very like relaxed, should I say? I'm gonna still look cute, but yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I'm hard to impress. As I should be. And
if somebody doesn't impress you on a first date, are you vocal about letting them know like why you weren't impressed? Like you did not dress appropriately for a first date. This is a first impression and you were not trying to put your best foot forward.
No, I think I'm the total opposite. I go dead and quiet and I don't respond. Yeah, I don't, because it's kind of like I should have to teach you. Your mother should have taught you how to come on a first date.
True.
You know, I don't know.
There are people accepting less, and that's why. Yeah. One thing I learned about niggas, love y'all so much. But one thing I've learned about niggas, they're gonna do what they can get away with.
Yeah.
So if they've gotten away with something for so long, it's always gotten them pussy.
Yes.
It always got them in relationships. It always got them what they wanted. Why should I do anything differently?
Agreed. But I also feel like it's guys who do come correct.
So like, yes.
They mean you just don't fit in my world. I don't want to teach you how to come to a first date and how to dress, how to act, where to take me, because it's niggas who they come correct, and then they get pussy.
But also, if somebody is inviting you on a date that you know is not a place that you want to go, do you still go on a date? Because I'm going to be like, nah, I'm okay. They like, I want to take you out. Where you want to go? I want to go to wherever the fuck. I just thought of Cheesecake Factory, and I hate that.
Girl.
Good.
I like Cheesecake Factory.
100%.
But you know, twice and I feel like women who say they don't want to go to Cheesecake Factory, they can't afford anywhere else. Like, You want a lot of broke women here too. Yeah, you know what I mean? But I don't mind. So what I learned is I want men to pick because I feel like when you show me what you're used to, then I know what level we on.
We going to the park.
Because if I pick, you're a car tour. Park.
I'm going to Clock Bar. You're going to
I like Clock Bar. Yes, but I feel like women should learn to like let the man show her what he's used to. Because it's like, all right, if he all excited to go to, like, I don't know, Chili's, you know, all right, what you're used to, I'm going to go. Because I'm a down ass bitch. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna hang out with you for the worst day. Okay, cool. But it's our last date too.
If it's the first date and you're taking me somewhere I don't think is appropriate as a first date, I'm not gonna go. You're gonna say, I wanna take you. Where do you wanna take me? I'm gonna take you to Chili's.
There's so much pressure.
I'm not gonna go.
But it's kind of like,
why can't we just go somewhere and like talk and get to know each other?
Which I'm totally fine with. Because the guy says go on a hike. I'm totally fine with that. I was going on a hike. I'm fine with that.
Do I know you? Because you might try to kill me.
Yeah, true.
I'm a girl.
True that.
We can go like on a waterfront hike, like on a walk, like with people outside.
There's a bunch of people there.
Me in the park.
Not a mysterious park.
Yeah, not like.
What about Longwood Gardens?
No.
No, it's a lot of people.
Longwood Gardens up there where all the trees, like Christmas trees, be at.
No, with the plants, they got the whole. You know what I'm talking about? They got the terrariums. Remember we went in Chicago with the plants and shit. It's the same thing, like all these plants and flowers.
Longwood Gardens. Where's it at though?
Westchester.
Okay.
No, I went to. It's one. No, where is it? Where's the Christmas trees at?
That's not.
It's called somewhere else gardens.
Christmas tree gardens.
But that was shut up. But that was scary because they had like a Halloween thing there too. But in certain places, I don't mind ever going anywhere.
Here's the thing: if you take me on a if your swag is good and your conversation is good and you take me on a park there or something like that, if I want to spend time with you, I'm gonna go wherever you want.
100%.
That's number one. Number two: if you take me there and your conversation is good and the vibes is good, I don't care because I got to spend time with you. But if you're not even trying to like. Chat me up and get to know me, and you're just talking about yourself else, and I don't even enjoy you. First of all, you took me on a park day, and I didn't enjoy myself.
Yeah,
now I feel like I got finessed.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like I got played, and I never liked to feel like I got played. But if I enjoyed your company, then it was still a good date. It was so romantic.
I agree.
Because Chili's on a late night at like 9 o'clock. This is pretty fun.
Why are you pushing Chili's, nigga?
Because if the vibe
work there, like yeah,
let's go to the bar.
The bar is fire.
He's stupid.
The food is so bad.
It's so microwave.
It's so like they just heat it up.
Yeah, it came out in like 2 minutes.
I went to a Fridays recently, and I used to love Fridays as a kid. Their food is kind of trash.
I went to Dave and Buster's one time, not for a date. We just went, I think, for work one time. I think we kind of all went. The food came out in like 6 minutes. We ordered like, they ordered like shrimp spaghetti or a scampi. You like, it came out in like 3 minutes. I'm like, no fucking way.
Microwave.
Eat it up.
It's just still cold in the middle.
But, go ahead, like, we'll say something.
No, I was just going to say what you said about, like, going out and having a good conversation. Like, because I feel like we can go anywhere. And if we like each other,
yeah,
we could go fucking.
The vibe's gonna be good.
Yeah, it's gonna be solid.
We can go for a ride around the city, you know.
And also, like, yeah, for sure, that's my whole thing.
We know, you know what I mean?
That's expensive.
But it's like, but it's like food. We gotta get away from. I think we gotta get away from food.
I always say my first date. I don't want to go to dinner. It's so awkward for me. I don't want to eat. I don't know you like that. I just don't want to be all like fucking food up. I don't want to do
that. That could be a part of the first date. Maybe we can like if we go do something.
Get a snack.
Yeah, like it don't gotta be
water, ice,
food or something. Yeah.
Something like that. Maybe a drink. I'm cold. I'm fine meeting for drinks. Like let's go meet for drinks. Let's go to Starbucks. Meet at Starbucks. I'm fine with the first date and we don't get to know each other. But like. Going out for
Uncle Bobby's
dinner. I'm like, I don't want to see.
I went on a date once, and I thought it was so fucking weird. And this guy was significantly older, and he was white.
Mm. Oh no!
And we met up in New York, and we went on a drinking date. And so we went to like this like smorgasbord in the park, and we had a like San Pellegrino, and then we went to this other place, and we got the like the best cappuccino in the area. Then we went to this bar, this like historic bar, and we had a drink there.
Fun.
And we just walked around and went to different places and had drinks in different places, and it was so fun.
I like that.
It was a good time.
Was it a bar
crawl?
It wasn't a bar crawl. It was a little drink, a little walk and drink.
A bar walk.
A sip and walk.
Sip and walk.
So, Lisa, I think that's a great idea. Going on a drink date.
It was creative, and it was inexpensive, and it was a really good time.
And you need time to talk, because I feel like I am at my horniest and bravest when I'm drunk. But, okay.
It wasn't even all alcohol.
I know you said cappuccino, too, which I think is, like, good. Okay. All right, Maj, I want to thank you for coming out today.
This
was like the fastest episode ever.
Yeah, this was, y'all was fun.
This was
good
so
job.
Crazy. I enjoyed it. Me and Maj have to talk, guys. Shout out to my best friends. It's our last day being friends. I have a new friend.
Yeah. Bye.
Tell them where they can.
Yes. They can find you again.
They can find me at The Fun Sexual on Instagram and on Twitter. Y'all can check out my podcast, The Fun Sexual Podcast.
You're retired.
I am retired because I like getting that money. period. But yeah, y'all can find me everywhere at The Fun Sexual.
Yes. And go to her events and support.
Yes. And my events, Kinky Kickback. If you're in Philly, even if you're not in Kinky in Philly, come to Kinky Kickback. It's a monthly event. It's dope as fuck. It's black as fuck. It's sexy as fuck. Come and check it out.
Check it out, guys. As you can see, Maj has all the answers. Like, calling her Maj Sway. She has all the answers. We love it. Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. Make sure you tune to the Patreon. Also, we're going to be in Atlanta May 17th.
There you go.
We'll be in Miami June 1st. There you go. All my niggas going to Miami. So, yes. I don't know how I'm about to work this out, but Maj will teach me some tricks, so we're going to figure it out. Other than that, y'all, I love y'all so much for tuning in. We ain't doing these tweets, but I do want to say Heart of the Week. We do a Heart of the Week every week. It's anything you want to talk about. It doesn't matter. My Heart of the Week is try some new shit. Heart of the Week, Maj.
That's cute. That's nice. Because I was going to say prioritize your pleasure. We take so much time to prioritize everything in our lives, work, other people in our lives, our kids, but we always forget to prioritize things that actually just feel good to us just for the fact that it feels good to us.
I love that. Thank you. Solis, thank you so much. Have a good night. See you guys next time. Bye.